Throughout the Old Testament, we are confronted with the tradition of inviting strangers, even travelers, merely spending the night into the home. The visitors would have their feet washed, they would be fed, and often sleep on the homeowner's bed, whilst the owner would spend the night on the floor. As this is unheard of in our Western society, today's question is, what is modern-day hospitality? Romans 12:13 says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. And the CSB version encourages us to pursue hospitality. To do this effectively, we need to veer away from a collective mentality often perpetuated in church. We generally attend a church for three things: worship, the word, and fellowship. But do we ever stop to think about how fellowship is cultivated? To pursue hospitality, we need to reject the cultural liturgy of consumerism, as it looks to church as an opportunity to satisfy a personal need rather than seeing it as an opportunity to serve the needs of others. How often do we walk into the church uniting people into a collective whole rather than seeing it as a chance to serve on the welcoming team or become part of the guest services? The same goes for a new colleague at work or even new neighbors. We are often so focused on our own lives that we rarely see them as individuals in need of special attention to ensure better integration into the whole. Approaching and welcoming new people is often just as daunting as being the newcomer. When I introduce myself to unfamiliar faces, I quietly ask God to help me see past my insecurities, to love His children as Jesus would. This enlarges my heart with a bigger kingdom perspective and generally changes my outlook and actions. But let's get practical. My top tip: when welcoming new people into an environment or community where you are comfortable and familiar, it often helps to give them information about the area. This will be different for a family with children than it would be for a young single. For example, if they are new to church, phone numbers of people they can contact, such as a life group leader or the lady who runs the women's breakfast, will be appreciated. This will help them to get further connected and more involved in the community. If people are new to the neighborhood, it is also helpful to give them information about the restaurants, clinics, and hardware stores. Google doesn't always do an area justice in comparison to personal experiences. A variety of other gifts can be food, which is always a good idea. Items such as jams, pickle jars, crackers, and biscuits are good to give to a family as they last longer. Coffee beans, chocolate, nuts, biltong, and dried fruit unfailingly go down well with male newcomers. And for ladies, spoils such as bath salts and moisturizers are always a win. Take a look at Lush or The Body Shop for a wide variety of gift ideas. And linked to this could be a voucher to a local cafe or deli. Coupons are always thoughtful as they give a person freedom to choose what they desire while they still feel cared for by the giver. Lastly, add something applicable to the environment the new person is entering. If it is a new friend at university, head to P&A and buy some stationery items that they will find helpful, such as highlighters and sticky notes. A new work colleague would undoubtedly appreciate a pot plant for their desk, stationery, or an applicable magazine or relevant book. I want to encourage you to put yourself in the shoes of a newcomer. What would soften the impact and uncertainty of newness? What would make you feel special and welcomed?